Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com, and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org, or carpathorussiansociety.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, bringing you the best in Russian music. And today is Sunday, November 1st, 2015. And before we start today's program, I have a very, very special birthday going out to my daughter, Michaela Poloka, who turns sweet 16 today. Happy birthday, Mishi. We love you from Mom, Dad, Nicholas, and the whole family here. And for you, we have a song that we're doing in Sloviani this year, our Lemko set for next year. It's one that I hear her singing all the time. Polyubila ya Stefana. Happy birthday, Mishi.
Давайте.
Even though this radio broadcast is fully sponsored by the Carpatho Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. I would like to acknowledge a $100 donation that I received anonymously the other day, so thank you for your anonymous donation. If you would like to make a donation to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. Next, we go to Lemkovina. This is a new CD that I just received a couple of days ago, and the name of the group is called Simkropka, 7 points, and this first one we have here is called Uj Dozrili. Special congratulations go out to our good friend and CRS Pittsburgh chapter committee member John Novotnak on his recent engagement to Stephanie Pfaff. Congratulations go out to you and Stephanie, John, from myself, Linda Cortina, and the rest of the CRS Pittsburgh chapter. May we wish you and Stephanie a Mnohaya Iblahaya Lita. And for you, we have a Mnohaya Blahaya Lita. Happy, many happy, blessed years, as well as Dajje Bozhe Dobry Chas. May God grant you good times. Congratulations once again, John and Stephanie, on your recent engagement, and I expect to hear the wedding dance, the Riadovy Tanets, at your wedding, whenever that may be. So congratulations once again. Mnohaya I Blahaya Lita.
Oh, yeah.
The Carpatho-Russian Society's annual members' meeting will take place next Saturday, the 7th of November, beginning at 1 o'clock at the CRS National Cultural Center, located 915 Dixon Street in Munhall. The meeting begins promptly at 1 p.m., and at 3 p.m., the Slaviani Folk Ensemble from Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church in McKees Rocks and a proud associate member of the Carpatho-Russian Society will perform. For more information on the CRS annual members meeting, please give us a call at area code 412-567-3077. That's 412-567-3077. And if you plan on attending the meeting, you can get a lot of sales items. We will have some food for you as well. And you can also get the first Russian language course for English speakers. Learn to start reading, writing, and speaking Russian in the context of Russian history, culture, and traditions. This entry-level self-study course was developed specifically to give English speakers an easy-to-use way to start learning and using the Russian language. Students can use the course independently, or groups can get together to study and learn. So to get the first Russian language course for English speakers, you can either come to the annual members meeting next Saturday, the 7th of November, beginning at 1 p.m. at the Carpatho-Russian Society National Cultural Center, 915 Dixon Street in Munhall, or you can call the Carpatho-Russian Society at 412-567-3077. Leave us your contact information, and we will get back to you on how you can order the first Russian language course for English speakers. So once again, that is the Carpatho-Russian Society, 412-567-3077, 412-567-3077.
And mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll-free, at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Yesterday, October 31st, we commemorated the 68th anniversary of the death of Blessed Bishop Theodore Romja, a victim of Soviet persecution. Bishop Romja was ordained to the priesthood in Rome on Christmas Day, 1936. During World War II, while the Soviet army was rapidly approaching the Carpathian Mountains, the Holy See promptly appointed Monsignor Romja to succeed Bishop Dudash as the apostolic administrator of Mukachevo. His episcopal ordination took place in Uzhhorod on September 24, 1944. The Soviets were unable to intimidate Bishop Romja, therefore they decided to liquidate him. First, they staged a highway accident. The horse-drawn carriage in which Bishop was returning home from the rededication of the church in Lauki near Mukachevo was rammed by a military truck. Bishop Romja was badly injured but survived the attempted murder. The passersby took him to the hospital in Mukachevo, and in a few days he began to regain his strength. Then on October 31, 1947, he was found dead. The night before Bishop Romja's death, the director of the hospital and a strange nurse, who promptly disappeared the next day, were seen entering Bishop's room about midnight. He had been poisoned. The Soviet authorities announced that Bishop Romja died from injuries suffered in his highway accident, but the people knew better. After the fall of the Soviet Union, it was revealed that Nikita Khrushchev personally signed the death warrant for Bishop Romja. On November 4, 1947, a large crowd attended Romja's funeral, despite Soviet efforts to shut down and block public transportation. He was buried in the crypt of Holy Cross Cathedral in Uzhhorod. The Russian Catholic Church was relentlessly persecuted and in 1949 officially suppressed. O gracious Lord, in your infinite goodness, you have given us a fearless Bishop Theodore Romja, who by his uncommon courage, sufferings, and violent death gave a heroic witness to his unshakable faith and inspired our people to hold fast to their faith in time of persecution. Therefore, we humbly beseech you to glorify your faithful servant, that man of faith, Bishop Theodore, and to strengthen our faith by granting us through his kind intercession. For you are a merciful and gracious God, and we render glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Vichnaya pamyat Vladiko. The CRS Florida branch will hold a meeting on Saturday, November 14th, beginning at 1 p.m. at Jimmy Keel Library, Room D in Tampa, Florida. We will share our experiences and memories of growing up Rus'n. Bring a photo or item to share your story. Come learn more about who we are and why our identity was so confusing. Guests are welcome and join us for dinner afterwards. So that is the CRS Florida Branch meeting Saturday, November 14th, 1 p.m. at Keel Library in Tampa, Florida. For more information, call Bonnie at area code 440-729-2045. That's 440-729-2045. We go back to Lemkovina, and this is Sim Kropka with Sigan. Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho Rus'n Society Heritage Program. Congratulations once again to John and Stephanie on their recent engagement, and happy birthday, Mishi, for your sweet 16. Please join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for the best in Rus'n music here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com, and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org or carpathorussensociety.org. We'll see you all next time. Trimajtasya krasny tyzden, shyaslivo. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Poloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program.
Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу реалацію. Дуфаме, що сте вам любил наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!